welcome again, everybody, to another episode of the very many, many episodes of Minnesota Swim and Vibecast we've had lately, joined by another outstanding Minnesota swimmer today. We have Miguel San Jose from the Eagan Wildcats, as well as Riptide Swim Team. Welcome, Miguel. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Just for the people out there that don't know you, give us a little background on your swimming career and when you started, when you started getting serious about it, and maybe what the future holds for you.
Yeah, so I started, I'd say, a little bit later than most people did. I know some people started around 8. I started in 6th grade. I just did swim lessons, and my swim instructor thought that I was doing pretty well and outstanding, so I joined Blackline Aquatics first. I swam for Jason Oberg out there in their age group, and then I swam for Eva, and then I swam for John for a little bit. And then that's kind of when I started to get serious more about it. So I wanted to move to Riptide, which I thought was a more competitive and more high-end swim team. And I think that was probably one of the best decisions I did. I moved to Riptide. I was with Michelle Hopewell there for a little bit. And then I eventually moved to swim with Mike Parado. And yeah, he's been one of the best coaches I could have. His sets are amazing and he makes practices fun. And then for the next 4 years after I graduate, I'm going to go to the University of St. Thomas, where I'm going to swim for their new coach, Matt Boss, which is pretty fun.
Yeah, it's awesome they have a new coach. And Katie Vonda, who's an assistant there, is one of my good friends. And it sounds like Max McHugh has been doing a little coaching out there, too.
Yeah, a little bit. When I went on my recruiting trip, obviously they were still Scott. So I met Scott. Katie was probably the main person that I kept in touch with. Because she knew Chris Morgan out at Eagan. They were super good friends. So Chris Morgan actually was kind of like my connection between St. Thomas because him and Katie were pretty close. So yeah, I think Katie's wonderful. I love talking with her a lot. She's super friendly and I'm just looking forward to those next 4 years.
Anything she says about me is not true. I'm going to tell you that right now. She likes to make up stories a lot.
Yeah,
for sure. No, we swam a lot of masters together and it was good times. What do you like best about swimming? What makes you want to keep doing it even into college?
I just love like the whole community itself. Like everyone in swimming is super nice. We're always super supportive of everyone, especially for high school swimming. I joined my 8th grade year, so I've been swimming on high school teams for the longest time. And I think, especially with high school, we're all aiming to go towards one spot in that state or, you know, sections. And I think having all that mindset to go to the highest point of where we can go is exactly why I keep going. And it's just the relationships you make along the way with coaches and other swimmers. It's really what makes it fun.
Well, I can honestly say with all those things that you love about high school swimming and swimming in general, it's like times 10 once you get to college.
Yeah.
It's like it's a 4-year family and probably beyond that too. You're going to absolutely love it. And I'm excited and maybe just a little hair jealous that you get to do that and I don't. What's one of your favorite memories or a great story you can tell about your time in swimming that you kind of share with everyone?
Yeah, just this past summer, me and Riptide, we went to Fort Lauderdale. So we swam at the International Swimming Hall of Fame, and I love it there. It's the sun just felt nice. Just to like change the scenery up a little bit was really nice. Of course, the weather sometimes wasn't on our side, so we had a little bit of lightning.
So we had
lightning, which kind of canceled practices, which was kind of unfortunate because we were losing so much pool time. But at the same time, we were kind of glad that we didn't have to swim like doubles every day because we'd be able to swim in the morning, but then we get lightning out in the afternoon. So I think having those lightning cancellations were probably the best because we just hang out in other people's rooms. We would we'd honestly still go to the beach even if it was just raining, just because we don't have beaches here in Minnesota. So
no, and that's the joy about that pool is you can finish up practice, get something to eat, and walk across the street and be at the beach, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Take a little siesta after practice with a full belly.
Yeah.
Rally for afternoon practice. It doesn't get lightning out, and that's a pretty good life to live for a swimmer.
Yeah, it was a good routine to have every day, just to have the beach right there and the pool right there. It was just living the life, honestly.
And they have the 27-meter tower.
They did, yeah.
Did you go off that?
We took a trip up there. We had to like sign paperwork, which we didn't really want to do. So we went up there. We went to like each platform, and it was pretty high. Because now that I look at the U, and like the U looks tiny compared to it, but seeing that one there, it's just blew my mind.
Very cool. Well, I want to share a story because I think this is a really cool one for you. So throughout the high school season, I bug coaches every week about stuff, things that I need. And one of the things I do is there anyone that you want to recognize?
Yeah.
Right? A great opportunity to recognize someone on your team. And I'd say maybe one out of 10 coaches take me up for it. I don't ask anything out of you guys, the swimmers, but the coaches, I expect that. Mm-hmm. And out of nowhere, one day I get a DM from you saying, hey, I think you should recognize Owen Kipp.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the coolest thing, that someone would reach out and say, we've got a teammate that we really think deserves a recognition. And I completely agree. Owen's an amazing diver. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's not even a swimmer, right? He's a diver.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the coolest thing. And I'm like, absolutely. So that is, says a lot to your character, that you'll go above and beyond and out of the way to make sure that your teammates get the recognition they deserve. It's not about you. It's about your teammate. And that's super cool. So never lose that vibe, man.
Yeah.
That was a really cool thing. And probably one of my highlights of the winter was going, holy shit. All right, can I say shit on here? I can? Okay, I can. Yeah, like this guy's going out of his way. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I always just kind of set your name aside. I'm like, when we get a chance, we got to chat with Miguel because he's got some good stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of stuff do you like to do in practice? What's your go-to, like, oh, it's my day because we're doing this kind of set?
Yeah, so at Egan, we have this set that we do like 3 or 4 times a year. It's called the Janet Evans set. So she does this IM set. So there's two parts to it, but we only do one part because we're just a high school team. So the main part would be like an 800 IM, 2 400s free, and then 4 200s IM. And then she would do that 4 times. And then the next round would be a 400 IM, 2 200s free, and 4 100s IM. That's what we would do. So we would do the 400 IM, the 2 200s free, and the 4 100s IM 4 times. So since I'm like kind of I'm a distance IMer, I'd say I'm a distance IMer. So the 400 IM part was always my favorite part, even though other people didn't really like it. It was probably one of my favorite parts because we don't have the 400 IM in high school. So any chance I can get to do distance IM, I take the opportunity.
And it makes the 200 IM feel shorter, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's only a 50 fly. How bad can it be?
Yeah.
Cool. What are those kind of sets you absolutely can't stand?
There was one set that we did, I think Christmas Eve. It was the 12 Days of Christmas, and they were all 25s, so it wasn't super terrible. So you do, you know, 125, and then two 225s, and then go back to 125s, kind of like the song.
Yep.
And we did warm up, and then we went through the whole set, and we had a 3-hour practice, and we didn't get through it. We didn't finish that set, so we were gonna do it another day, but I don't think we got the chance to do it. Yeah. So. It just took about 2.5 hours and we didn't finish it yet.
One thing I've learned, if a coach has a name for a set, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's just not good, right? If they took the time to name it like a child, it's not a good thing when you're swimming it.
Yeah.
It just never has been.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your goals for this summer? I assume you're swimming this summer. If you're going to be swimming in college, you don't want to go in out of shape, let me tell you.
Yeah. Honestly, it's just to keep my attendance perfect, go to every double that I can, and obviously make it to state, hopefully get a nationals cut, and then hopefully just go into St. Thomas just ready and just excited.
Yeah, hopefully you'll get some time to connect with some of your Tommy classmates into next year. It's always good to kind of, before you even get to school, kind of meet up a little bit and get, since you're all kind of around the cities. It's a good thing to do for sure. What do you do when you're not swimming? Besides collect medals from that huge trash behind you. You steal medals from little kids.
No, I don't. I swear I don't.
Okay, but, I believe you.
Yeah. I love hanging out with friends, doing whatever we can, you know, whether that's just driving around, doing some random stuff at a park, or I just got into volleyball recently over this past summer. And it's honestly a great crossover training for swimming. Just because of the amount of plyometrics that we do. So I've picked up volleyball that I'm doing this spring right now for Egan. And it's been one of my main hobbies that I've been doing right now. So.
That's outstanding. I love cross multi-sport athletes. I know it's easy to get caught in the gotta swim.
Yeah.
Sometimes just being active in things is okay, mm-hmm. and kind of let your brain like unwaterlog a little bit.
Yeah.
What's a good piece of advice you have for younger swimmers out there? Now that you can look back on your high school career and your club career and you're ready to start your college career, what would you go back to people 5th, 6th, 7th grade and say, here's my one bit of advice for you.
Honestly, I'd say what I'm doing right now, and I think it's just to just take a moment and slow everything down, right? Because, you know, you just said, you know, not everything should be swim, swim, swim. Maybe, you know, take some time, do some stuff that you want to do, especially as a middle schooler. Like, maybe, you know, look into stuff that you actually want to do, like that's for fun, you know, like you can still swim on the side. But I think taking some breaks, because I know I had to deal with some burnout in my senior year just this past year, and it was kind of tough. So I think taking some time to do stuff that you actually enjoy. Obviously, I enjoy swimming, but doing something that isn't so hard on your body, and just taking some time to get some rest.
I think that's a good call. I mean, you started late, right? Mm-hmm. And you still experience burnout. Think of these kids that start at 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. At the time they're graduating, they've spent 10 years in the sport.
Yeah.
I'm like you. I couldn't swim until I was 11 years old. I was 11 when I learned how to actually swim.
Yeah.
Until then, I was scared of the water. And I thought helped me not burn out a little bit, but it still kind of grinds on you going all year round. Yeah. All right. Big meet time. You make the state meet. You make the finals heat. You get to pick the walk-up song. What's the Miguel San Jose walk-up song going to be?
Oh, man. That's
not
that's
the 12
a tough
days
one.
Of Christmas. I know that.
No, not the 12 days of Christmas. I think I'd get a little scared if I'd walk up to the block.
You start getting a little tick. And
yeah. Honestly, anything AC/DC, anything that's pretty upbeat, like Thunderstruck, I'd be totally fine with that walking up, or just anything
finals.
Like that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mine might be AC/DC too. If you want Blood would be my favorite, but just because of the good drums in the beginning.
Yeah.
But Thunderstruck's never a bad one, or Hell's Bells. More AC/DC, folks. I think we should. What if we had an AC/DC meet where every song was just
every
AC/DC.
Single, every heat is just AC/DC. That'd
and
be
like
awesome.
The officials would be wearing the Angus Young middle schoolboy outfits with the tie and the ball cap. We could do that. Don't
That'd
rule that
awesome.
Out yet. Who else should we have on the podcast? Who do you know out there that you think is a super cool person, coach, swimmer, swim fan, we should have on here in the future?
Yeah, so I was just talking to one of my teammates for next year, Ellie Undum, out in Chisago Lakes. She, I told her that I was going to be on this podcast, and she got a little jealous. So I'm going to shout her out, Ellie Undum. And then honestly, Owen Kipp, Stone Larson, and Lucas Girton, all three of those guys, top three divers in the state. Those guys are going to be amazing for this podcast.
I'm a secret diving fanboy.
Yeah.
And that's changed over the years as I've started to work a lot closer with my diving coaches and understand the sport.
Yeah.
One, they're freaking nuts. Okay. End of story. That stuff's no bueno for me.
Yeah.
Second, you got to have a lot of skill and talent, and you got to be rock solid up here to do that stuff. And watching Owen and Stone and Lucas at state this year was some really good stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's at the high school level about as good as it can get.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wouldn't mind having the three boys on here.
Yeah,
that'd be
awesome.
Invite someone from the diving pod to join me, their podcast.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today. Again, I have nothing but respect for you calling
thank
out
you.
Your teammate and getting them some love. And we'll be following you this summer, and for sure, hopefully covering the Summit League Conference Champions next year from Swim and Vibe. We tried to get there this year. It was just over kind of a time where we're a little busy, but
yeah,
maybe we'll get you live and on deck.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I appreciate it.
Very cool. And Ellie, we're coming to reach out for you, all right? All right, Miguel, take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.